Hey, you stroker boys out there, I've got some news for you. Miss Mandy has a new cuckold to write stories about. Now, you know, some of you guys say, I'm a cuckold. If you want a story written, you've got to give me the details. You know, you can't expect me to read your mind. Desert Cuckold, Desert Cuck as I'm going to call him, is from Arizona. You know, it's a guy with a story, a guy with a past, and a guy with a future. He has a future as a cuckold, not as a stud. Desert Cuck only has a 5-inch cock, or whatever you call those things when they're not big enough to pleasure a woman. You know? That's right, Desert Cuck, if you're listening to this, and you've got your hand around your tiny tool. You know what I told you, and I'm going to skip ahead here, fellas, because I'm so happy that I came up with a Mandy-ism. All right, it's this. He told me he was 5 inches. Now, boys, you know, even Desert Cuck asked me what my cutoff point is. I prefer, you know, an 8-inch or better cock. Tyrone has a 10-inch cock. I have been satisfied by 7.5 inches, but you've got to work. You've got to be able to romance me, do it all night long, do a lot of pussy licking, and God forbid I do not suck cock. You know, you read these sites out there with these girls with this stuff. I mean, this is real life, fellas. I have cocksuckers to do it for me. All right, I'm getting away from this bit with Desert Cuck because this is a good story. I told him with his 5 inches that it's just 1 inch short of pleasure. Now, you're going to say 5 inches plus one only equals 6 inches. I'm assuming that a guy with a 6-inch cock might be able to satisfy a woman. It wouldn't do for me, but that's what I meant by that. I was being kind because, you know, maybe in actuality it's 2 or 3 inches short of pleasure. Right, Desert Cuck? Anyway, Desert Cuck is a widow, unfortunately, and he did remarry, fortunately, to a beautiful trophy wife, petite, blonde, tight body, hot. She wears sexy lingerie. You know, you can see her gartered stocking top sticking out under her short dresses. Sexy clothes. And Desert Cuck bought a hotel in the desert in Arizona. That's where he got his name from. Because he's a cuckold in the desert. And he had this girl that he married, Jennifer, who used the spa in the hotel. That's where he hooked up with her. And he thought she had money because most of the women going there do, especially, you know, when you look at them, they're so pampered. But she's a gold digger, so that's how she got any money that she has, which isn't the serious money he was hoping she had. But he has the serious money she was hoping he had. And she got her little trophy wife hands on it. So they got married right away, and not long after that, she started hanging out with this big, hunky trainer at the spa. Personal trainer. His name is, what was his name again? Ramon. Ramon. He used to be with the New York Giants, moved out to Arizona. I guess he's got a few dollars of his own, but he likes, you know, making the white girls feel happy, and he's a superior black male. So, turns out Jennifer told Desert Cuck that he was absolutely not living up to any of her sexual expectations. But, of course, this is after she already has gotten her hands on his gold card and, you know, she can do whatever she wants at the hotel. There's restaurants and shops and all sorts of things there. And Desert Cuck is fucked, but not in the way he wants to be. The trainer is hung like a horse, I guess around 10 inches. And Desert Cuck is just a sucker. And he, you know, sent her out the other night to buy a dress so that they could go out for their anniversary dinner, and he told me she looked gorgeous. She was all sexed up, but as soon as she got dressed, she said, "Listen, honey, I am going out with Ramon tonight to celebrate our anniversary." She told him that his 5 inches just wasn't enough, and she had a new plan of attack, which was, and she started that night. She said, "For our anniversary, I want you to pull your pants down, and we're not having sex anymore, so you can masturbate for me." And that's just what happened. He had a jack off for her while she humiliated him, and he begged her not to go see Ramon while he was jerking off. She kept saying, "Beg me, beg me, beg me," and he was jerking off his little dick. Poor desert cock. Oh, you are such a loser because your little half pint cock lad is not going to enter her anymore, desert cock. Well, he turned red, continued to be humiliated, and jacked off his little dick. And she just kept telling him how big Ramon was and, ooh, how he satisfied her. So, Desert Cuck, you're going to be jerking off now. And Jennifer said she was going to take some pictures with her cell phone of Desert Cuck jerking off all the time because she's going to make him do it all the time to amuse her. And she's going to make a pay-per-view site and talk about Ramon and how he's got, her husband's got a little cock. And she is a greedy little bitch. So, with that, website and her hot body laughing at him, it's probably going to be a hot site, a hot pay-per-view site for you losers out there. So, Jennifer, keep up the good work. Oh, Desert Cuck, keep that little dick hard for Jennifer because she's going to want that. She's going to want those pictures on her website and make sure you keep your chin up because you don't want that cum to hit you in the face. Chin up, or maybe you do want it to. That would be a good picture for the website. And I'll talk to you soon, Desert Cuck, and all you losers out there, cuckolds and stroker boys. Happy holiday today. It's a day off, so pick up the phone and call Miss Mandy today. I'll be here until late tonight. 1-877-732-6360. I have a half price special, my $20 for 20 minutes. So give me a buzz, you guys. I promise I am going to make your cocks hard. Bye-bye.